Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to have a little different thing this morning. We're going to be sharing testimonies with everyone this morning on how we have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, what He has done for us. So now let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we enter into the service this morning, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with each one, Father, giving them the memory of how they met the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done in their lives to bring them to this day and at this time in their life. Heavenly Father, now, Father, be with us all when we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to unmute Sister Amy. And Sister Amy, it's time for your testimony.
Okay. Well, my name is Amy. I'm 44 years old, and I would like to give my testimony of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my healer, and my Messiah. I'd like to give a little backstory of how I first learned about Jesus. I grew up in a small town. My parents started taking my younger sister and I to the Methodist church there in town. I was 13 years old. And at 14 years old, I was baptized. I truly didn't understand the meaning at that time. And then when I was 17 years old, through the Methodist church, I went on what they call a chrysalis walk for teenagers. It's where you go for 3 days and three nights and you are with other teenagers and you learn more about Jesus Christ and God the Father. And it was quite a joyful experience. I stayed in church till I was about 20 years old, and then I left church and went back to church from about 23 years old to 25 years old before my grandfather passed away. And I haven't attended church, an actual church like that, ever since. I first wanted to start with how Jesus found me. Jesus first found me in June of 2017. I saw a man on YouTube claiming to be Jesus, and I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Even emailing him, giving him my name and my place of birth. He said all of the sayings of the stuff I had learned in church about Jesus. Then 3 days later, Jesus came to me, and I realized, no, this man is not Jesus. And I dropped to my knees and asked Jesus for forgiveness and wept in a fetal position, for I felt so terribly bad. I then looked on Blog Talk Radio to listen to somebody preaching God's Word. I happened to come across a wonderful man named Pastor Tony. I was searching for him. Jesus told me that I need to find this man and to speak with him. I found a phone number, and I was able to talk to Pastor Kenny, and I told him about what happened. And he helped to calm me down, and he sent me to Pastor Tony. I told Pastor Tony everything that had happened up to that point. And I was looking for a church here locally to start attending, and I really wanted to get baptized, myself, my husband, and my son. Pastor Tony and I worked together to find me a church and to get baptized. Well, Jesus had other plans for me, and Jesus sent Pastor Tony all the way from Kentucky to Texas to baptize myself, my husband, and our son on November 19, 2017. I became part of the ministry. I stayed a couple of months, and then I left, and I went on a journey of sorts. Jesus started working through me after that, from about 2018 to about early 2021. I will talk more at length about that in the near future. And Jesus has healed me, or Jesus came for me a second time. He came for me again, June, July, of this year, 2023. And when he came to me this time, he found me being of the world, a sinner, lost, physically and unceremonially clean, in hell. Jesus started showing me and is starting to heal me through my physical sickness, the hardening of my heart. He's been helping to clear my mind and to help me with demonic possession and oppression. He is starting to take me out of the darkness and into his light. I feel that Jesus found me of the world, lost, a sinner, and in hell. That Jesus is beginning to resurrect me. as he was resurrected. And I'm beginning to be a born-again child of the living God. And he is teaching me how to have a consciousness and to live a life just as he did when he was here. And I'm also learning of my spiritual authority and how to use it correctly, and of my spiritual gifts. And then about the end of June, July, Jesus told me to contact Pastor Tony, and I told him everything that was happening. I've been back in the ministry since August 3rd, 2023, until this very day, September 24th, 2003. I'm still learning God's Word daily and studying, and this is the first time in my 44 years of life that I am truly beginning to know who Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my Healer, and my Messiah truly is. He's Christ of God, the Anointed One. And Jesus has also taught me about what it was that he did on the cross for all of us. And I'm eternally grateful for Jesus coming back to me. He came to me once, but not only again, he came to me the second time. And Jesus is a bright, shining light into this world, and I want to follow in his footsteps to be a humble servant unto him. And I would like to end real quick with a prayer, if I may. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And I pray all of this in God's will and in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Gonna mute you. And we'll get Pastor Kenny going.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Pastor Kenny Powers. Glad to be in here with you. So, you know, you've always heard those stories. Well, you're not going to believe this. Well, the thing is, my testimony is not a very pretty one, but God moves. It works in mysterious ways. So I'm 55 years old. I was adopted by my grandparents, and basically to punish my mother, taken away from my mother by my grandmother and her husband, punished my mother. And they were Catholic, so I grew up Catholic, and my parents, I think it was 77, I was 9, went on a vacation and left me with their cousin, and my cousin, my dad's cousin, I stayed there with them while my parents were gone. Now, I got sexually abused by a priest, and I had told the woman of the house about it, and I remember getting beat so hard for it, as in, like, blood running out of my ears, right? beat really, really hard. And this is the problem with, you know, why people are afraid to speak out, because, right, people will, it's just a, it's a shameful thing to talk about, but it has a happy ending, so stick with me. So, it gets worse, but it gets better. She had taken me and to give me electric shock to have my memory erased. So, you know, I was damaged. I couldn't think properly. I didn't, you know what I mean? I couldn't remember, like, you know what I mean? So, like I said, this is something where everybody wants proof and all that. But I was there. I went through it. But you also need to understand when things happen to you, and this is something that is an amazing thing from God, right? So we're going to get to this. So I was just basically ready to die because I didn't. When you're a teenager, I made it up to when I was about 14. It's like 82, I think. I just, peer pressure gets tough, right? If you don't learn like everybody else, you're not smart, you're, you know, you don't fit in. You know how kids are. Kids are mean. And, you know, I was falling behind because I couldn't remember. Right? And, so it's a problem when you're trying to fit in, but you can't fit in. And also, I didn't trust family. I couldn't trust family. You know what I mean? Who are you going to talk to about? Because the Catholic Church, the priest is basically God. So God hated me. God hated me, and family hated me. So really, I had really no reason to live. There was nothing to live for. And, you know, this is tough to talk about, but it's something that not only I go through. There's a lot of people that go through similar situations and worse. So I climbed up on the top, the tallest place I could, got right out on the edge or on the farm there, and on top of a grain bin, and I just ready to jump off. It might not have killed me, but that was my intention. I didn't leave notes or any of that. I think a lot of people that want to threaten to kill themselves and that, you know, they're not really serious about it. You know, they leave notes and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. I just think a lot of that's for attention, right? I meant what I wanted to do. And obviously God knew that. I was thinking about reasons to not do it when I was sitting up there. There must be something worth living for, right? And God came to me, and I can't really explain how it happened. It wasn't an audible thing. It just came into my spirit, so to speak. I will never leave you and never forsake you. Because up to this point, right, essentially, it's not only the Catholic Church, but a lot of churches today, God seems dead. Right? So I hadn't heard any, you know, voice or nothing positive. And I sure wasn't going to talk to no more priest. Right? So And this happened in, like, 82. And nothing happened. I lived as a heathen for a long time. And I started going to different churches, trying to find God, trying to find what it was about. Got baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Ghost several times. It just didn't change who I was. I was still the same guy living in sin and, nothing had changed. So I met Pastor Tony in 2005. And I got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, right? And things changed for me, 'cause I've been seeking him. Now, he never left me, never forsake me, as he said he would, right? But it's up to us. But see, there's so much distraction, right, with the false baptism. You got to understand, that's the main reason the enemy uses to attack the church today, is through, fake baptism, right? It's where it's not done in Jesus' name, right? So, in the name of Jesus Christ, right? So it's important that we understand that baptism done wrong, right, creates people going to hell, essentially, or essentially still going to hell, right? They're not set on the road to salvation when they're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. So without proper baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, as it's written, now, I want to give credit to the Lord Jesus Christ, but, Pastor Tony's a straight talker and straight shooter, right? And he does it the right way. And that's taught me, and I've taught others, and, I continue to help people. And I became a pastor, in 2011, and been teaching his word. And so the thing is, and I'm reminded here, I think it's in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, and my great army which I sent among you. So, God can restore you. The ability to learn, which God gave me. He taught me. All these things that had happened to me. This woman that had my memory, tried to have my memory destroyed, which God fixed. Her son is a basket case. I love him. His name is Jack Lillard, and, I love him. He's basically retarded. He wasn't born that way. So the lengths that people will go to destroy you, right? Don't let them take you down. You stand on your faith. You put Jesus Christ first. He will make everything clear to you, what has happened to you, even with your memory erased. Right? He can straighten that out and put you back up where you belong, where he can use you. So no matter what bad things have happened to you, I'm keeping mind on my time here. I got five more minutes. So focus on your walk with Jesus Christ, not family. This is the thing with family. I love family. I love my family, right? But family is not God. Now, I have an advantage. I didn't think of it as it was a horrible thing to grow through as a child, right? Because God hated me and family hated me. So, right, my knowledge of family is basically they're basically useless. They're bad. That's not the case, but you understand, right? People can think that. So focus on your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, right? God can fix what's been done to you, what you've done to yourself. God can fix that and straighten you up and put you up on the pedestal, right, to serve him. right? He can get out of you what he needs out of you. So don't think you're so useless you can't be of service to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can serve him. You don't need a college degree. I mean, he taught me how to learn. I had to learn how to learn because I couldn't remember what I heard or what I read silently. But he taught me, just like he made it clear to me what had happened to me and to others. And I knew that he had shared with me that she had been sexually abused and beaten. So I put a different perspective on people. So this is the thing. Abused people become abusive. So keep that in mind, right? When don't attack people who are kicking you. They've been hurt. They've gone through things you and I don't know. Yeah, they're mean and they're angry. But, right. See, we're not supposed to judge on outward appearance. We don't know what that other man or woman has gone through in their life, right? So keep a focus on that. Keep your eyes on Jesus, not what you see other people saying or doing so much. In other words, try not to be judgmental, but you judge with that righteous judgment. So God taught me that I'm an audible learner. So now if I hear it, I remember it. So like audio books, audio Bible, this kind of thing, or, you know, YouTube videos, whatever it is. Now I remember, I read out loud. I remember it just fine. It's not a problem. So thank God for that. I'm not stupid. I'm not an idiot. I'm not dumb. And the enemy didn't destroy me. He tried, but he failed. Straighten you out. I don't care how bad a shape you're in, right? You just have to put your faith in him because faith moves mountains, people. And believe me, not learning how to learn, that's a mountain when you're a teenage, a 14-year-old boy or girl. You don't know how to learn? That's a big, big old mountain. So faith is all we have, right? Don't focus on family or get caught up in this religious nonsense that the world is wanting you to go through. Focus on Jesus, not your family, not your religion, right? Not your race or your gender or all this other nonsense the enemy's trying to divide us with. Right, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will lift you up and bless you. I mean, I've been a blessing to a lot of people. And the enemy meant it for destruction, but God used that for good. See, what happened to me? That's another thing. Don't be hateful on people that have abused you. Pray for them. They've been hurt. And in like manner, they turn around and hurt others. This is a spot where I'm at, where I don't have kids, right? I'm divorced. I made some bad choices. But always focus on this. Abused people can become abusive. So be mindful of that. And I'm always thankful for Pastor Tony and the Lord Jesus Christ for straightening me out and keeping me on the straight path. And, you know, I talk to people around the world every day wanting me to come to Africa. They're wanting me to come to Asia, right? They're wanting me to come to places I have to look on Google to find out where it's at because I don't know where some of these places are at, even the countries I've never heard of. They want me to come. So that's not me. That's Jesus, right? That's how powerful he is. So if he can do that for a little old me, right, he can do that for you. All right. God bless you all, and keep walking that faith in Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.
All right. Brother Dennis.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dennis Lee. I'm 59 years old. I'm originally from South Georgia, which is in the middle of the Bible Belt. So me knowing who Jesus was and what he could do for me is was no stranger by no means. My grandmother, bless her heart, made sure that I attended church of some sort every Sunday when I was growing up. My parents were both believers. However, my father didn't attend church himself, although he did read the Bible on a regular basis and understood it probably better than I ever will. So, like, again, I was no stranger to Christ. Then when I was 18 years old, I joined the military, and I did 36, just shy of 37 years in the military. And because of the environment that I was in, I'm not going to lie, what little bit of faith that I had, I lost, turned into the most vile, despicable creature ever known to mankind. I can assure you that if this was one of the Ten Commandments during that time frame, I broke every one of them, and some of them two or three times a day. So, again, I was a vile and despicable creature. Paul said that he was that, but I can assure you, Paul didn't have nothing on me. That being said, a few years ago, I guess about 2014, somewhere in that time frame, I was just surfing the internet one day, believe it or not, and I seen something on there, and don't laugh when I tell you this, but I seen something on there about flat earth, so I started researching it, doing some digging in, and the more I dug, and the more I researched, and the more I started going down other conspiracy theory type things, believe it or not, the closer I came to Christ. And I know you're going to laugh at that, and I know you're going to say, well, that makes absolutely no sense, but believe it or not, there has been more people brought to Christ through the flat earth theory than I don't even know what, because there really has been. That's not to say, and I'm not saying that I believe in a literal flat earth or anything of that nature. It's just the fact that if you believe some of the stuff that's being taught through the flat earth, you know, you've got one God, you've got a creator. You can't believe in aliens and all this other crap that's going around out there. It's literally biblically based, at least the portion down, the portion I went down, anyway. Okay. So I got down on my knees. I prayed. I came to Christ. He forgave me of my sins. And I continued to read and study. And I got really deep into the Bible, studying the Bible, and that's a key word there. Don't read the Bible, study the Bible. And the more I got closer, the more I seen how bad I was and how much further I had to go. And that is still true to this very day. But the deeper I get, the more I find out how vile I truly was and how vile I still am. Okay, because what you don't understand, you may think you're the best person on the face of this planet, but you're still not worthy of Christ. You're still not worthy of God. It's only through his death, burial, and resurrection that we're worthy. And that's the key thing. That's the thing that you need to understand. On a daily basis, you're going to do something that you shouldn't do, whether you realize it or not. Whether you know it or not, you're going to do something. And what you need to do is, as soon as you realize that you did something bad, you need to repent of it, ask for forgiveness, and don't do it again and move on. Every day, bar none, I find something that I shouldn't have done, because I'm studying. The deeper you get into His Word, the more stuff comes out. And the more stuff comes out, the more you learn that you did something wrong. The object, the whole key to it, if you look at the Bible as an owner's manual, which it truly is, it's an owner's manual. If you look at it as an owner's manual, it teaches you everything you need to do to operate. To operate for the devil, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, the evil one, the deceiver, has crept into the church. It's crept into each and every one of our lives in the most inconspicuous of ways. Just say, well, that's good. That's no problem. That's not an issue. But whenever you study the Bible, you find out, oh, that really was an issue. And that's the kinds of things that you need to pay attention to. Those are the things that I've been paying attention to. And those are the things that, on a daily basis, I have to repent for. It may not be nothing big. It may just be human nature, which it is human nature, when somebody threatens you to get mad. Well, getting mad is a sin. Believe it or not, getting mad is a sin. You shouldn't do that. And you're fighting human nature. And you do the best that you can do. You put Jesus up front, and you let Him fight those battles for you. And He will. It's hard, but that's where you got to have that faith, trust, and understanding in Him. I don't want to take anything away from Pastor Tony, because he's a godsend, a blessing in disguise. But through my journey, Christ is the one that brought me closer to Him. Christ is the one that did everything. And whenever it came to all the bad stuff, I'm not going to sit here and blame Satan or the devil for anything that I did. I did it. And everything that I did, I have paid the price for. I have paid the consequences for on this earth. Christ paid the price for eternity. And that's something else people need to understand. Just because you did something and you ask for forgiveness and you get that forgiveness from God and Christ, doesn't mean you still won't have to pay the penalty here on earth. You know, you go out and murder somebody, you very likely, depending on what state you're in, you very likely could get the death penalty. You still got to pay the price. You know, no matter what you do, there's two prices to be paid. There's that earthly price, because we have laws and rules and regulations here on this earth that we have to live by. But we also have God's rules. So don't think for an instant, you know, and that's why a lot of, you know, you hear about a lot of people in prison getting saved. And while I don't want to take away from that, because there truly are a lot of people in church prisons being saved, a lot of those people are just using that to think they're going to get out of getting punished here on earth. It don't work that way. You still got to pay the price. And like I say, I've paid the price for everything that I've done, for most everything that I've done. And in some cases, still paying the price for, and may very well for the rest of my life. You know, those are just quenches. You know, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That's just the rules of this world. Understand, though, that if you repent, have total, unabashed faith in Jesus Christ, be baptized, you can and will, provided you continue to live in Jesus Christ, you will see him for eternity. If you don't, guess what? You'll be seeing somebody else for eternity, and it won't be a very healthy situation. It won't be very friendly, and it won't be very cool either. It'll be a little bit on the warm side. So keep that in mind. Everybody makes mistakes. I don't want to say it's not a big deal, because it actually is a big deal. But if you keep the faith, you always have that little, you know, you've seen the cartoon where the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. There's a lot more truth to that than you realize. The Holy Spirit will convict you whenever you do something that you should be doing. And the truth of the matter is he's probably in your ear telling you not to do it before you ever do it anyway. But he's certainly telling you that you screwed up. And that's that conviction of the Holy Spirit. If you listen to that conviction of the Holy Spirit and repent and change and ask for forgiveness, you will be forgiven. But you have to repent of it. Yeah, that means to change, not only change of mind, but a change of heart and a change of actions. And also, faith of a mustard seed. Remember that. Got to have that faith. And I'm going to go ahead and stop right there. I'm just going to leave with saying that you can't go wrong with Jesus. No matter how you look at it, you can't go wrong. And because we are at that particular juncture in world history, we don't have much time left. We got a whole heck of a lot less time than most people think, and that ain't no joke. If you don't believe me, just look around and see what's going on and read the book of Daniel and read the book of Revelations and the book of Hosea and several other books in the Bible, and you will see that we are, without a doubt, unquestionably, living in the end times. And I'm not talking, you know, because people say we've been living in the end times for 2,000 years. That's very true. But we're at the 12th hour. We're there. Okay. You need to get yourself right. We don't have much time left. And things are going to get a whole lot worse before they get better. And that's, you know, you got a lot of churches out there preaching, well, you ain't going to be here, so don't worry about it. I promise you that you will be here, because the Bible says you will be here. All that garbage about, you know, imminent return and the secret rapture, that's nonsense. Listen, read the Bible, study the Bible, and get yourself prepared. You have to be ready. It plainly states that we the saints will go through persecution. We the saints will have to make a choice to either die for Satan, for Christ, or live for Satan. And that's coming. And that's just right around the corner. There's already in every major country in the world already legislation being proposed to do that very thing, believe it or not. You can go to the UN website and you can see it plain as day. It's just written out for you already. They've already got plans laid out. So get yourself right. We don't have much time. And I'll leave you with that. Everybody have a blessed day. And remember, put your hope, trust, faith in Jesus, and you can't go wrong. Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day.
All right, I thank you guys for your testimonies this morning to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, I've shared my testimony several times already, but main thing is I was like most. I was not worthy to meet him when I met him. And really, I was not even looking for him. Then I had been sent home to die within 2 days from the hospital. Doctors said that I couldn't live no longer than that. Well, that was back in 1966. You see, doctors don't know everything. Only the Lord Jesus Christ does. And when he did me what the doctors couldn't do, and called me into the ministry, I had no idea of what a meeting was really all about, especially like what he was calling me to do. I had been raised in church, yes, in a denominational church that wasn't teaching what he was giving me. And for the first 3 years of my ministry, he kept me scared because things was happening that I had been told all of my life didn't happen anymore. And yet there it was. And because I was not preaching the doctrine I had been raised in, my family turned against me. My mother and dad wouldn't talk to me for a little over a year. My brothers and sisters would laugh at me, mock me. I couldn't and wouldn't change. And God just kept using me and using me and using me. And you know, they ended up a time that I ordained my dad into a full gospel church as deacon. My brothers and sisters, when they needed counseling, I was the one they came to. When my mother passed away, my dad asked me if I could do her funeral, and I did. And when he passed away, they was out in another state. I live in Kentucky. They were living in Florida at the time. But they was to be buried here in Kentucky. Their graves and all were already bought, paid for. So they was being brought back here. And when my dad passed away, just before he passed away, he told my brothers and sisters that lived down there with him that I was to do his funeral. And I did. Some of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my life was my mother and dad's funeral. But God got me through it. And he is the only thing I want in my life. I don't want nothing of this world out here, this fancy stuff. I don't need it. I don't want it. I want exactly what I need to do the Lord God's work. And here, a while back, he moved me from what I was doing and had me to go in to teaching the Bible with Bible study. Every day, twice a day, in the morning at 10 a.m. or the evening at 6 p.m. That keeps you busy and came the ninth of this month. I'm going to share this with you, and then I'm going to be quiet. In 1966, when I was sent home to die within 2 days, 3 years old, the ninth of this month, I turned 90. And it still has me going. How much longer? I don't know. Only he knows. But I want him first in my life and his kingdom. Because the things of this world has no appeal for me at all. All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we come to a close now for this hour, Father, we're asking the Holy Spirit to reach out to the saints wherever they are in the world. Them and keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. In Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And this nation of ours, Father, that is filled with so much evil. Yeah, those that are in our government offices that has brought so much of this evil upon our people and the leaders in a lot of our churches that have brought an evil into the church. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work with us and all of your people to the point that we can remove them from office and replace them with ones that belong to you, that is walking in righteousness, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, and love this country, and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for those that are with this ministry and those that listen to this ministry, I'm praying for each and every one of them, Father, that they can walk in hell holding on to the Lord's hand, putting all of their faith and trust in him and stand firm and speak boldly thy word, the truth of thy word. Study each and every day so that they will have the knowledge that is needed in order to be your born-again child. Now, Father, as we separate this morning, be with us throughout this day. Keep us safe, Father, and bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. And stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray to see each one of you at 6 p.m. this evening. Bye-bye now.